Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stan Weinstein's Secrets for Profiting in Bull and Bear Markets is a classic practical guide to navigating stocks through both rising and falling cycles. Drawing on Weinstein's background as a market technician and newsletter writer, the book lays out a disciplined, chart-based approach that aims to keep investors aligned with major trends rather than headlines or hunches. It is best known for its stage analysis framework, which categorizes a stock or the broader market into distinct phases and links each phase to specific actions such as buying, holding, selling, or avoiding. The book also emphasizes risk control through objective rules, including how to identify support and resistance, how to use moving averages as a trend filter, and how to recognize early warning signs of distribution. While the examples reflect the era's markets, the core message is timeless. Strong results come from preparation, patience, and executing a repeatable plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stage analysis as a map of market cycles. A central idea of the book is that stocks and markets tend to move through recognizable stages that can be identified on price charts. Weinstein popularized a four-stage framework: a basing phase where a decline stops and a foundation forms, an advancing phase where an uptrend becomes established, a topping phase where momentum fades and distribution appears, and a declining phase where the downtrend dominates. The value of this model is not in predicting the future, but in diagnosing the present, so decisions become less emotional. Instead of buying because a company sounds exciting, the investor waits for evidence that demand is overwhelming supply, and that a new uptrend is overwhelming supply, and that a new uptrend is underway. Conversely, instead of holding through deterioration, the investor treats topping behavior and breakdowns as actionable warnings. The stage lens also helps with time management. It steers attention toward markets and sectors with the highest probability of trend continuation and away from choppy areas that produce false starts. This topic also highlights how the framework can be applied broadly, from individual stocks to indexes, and how aligning multiple timeframes can improve decision quality. Secondly, trend confirmation with moving averages and price structure. Weinstein's approach relies on objective measures to confirm whether a trend deserves capital. A key tool is the long-term moving average, often used as a dividing line between healthy uptrends and problematic conditions. When price is rising above an upward sloping average, it suggests institutional accumulation and improving market sponsorship. When price falls below a flattening or declining average, it warns that the environment has changed and that buy and hold assumptions may no longer apply. The book pairs this with price structure analysis, focusing on support and resistance zones created by prior trading ranges. Breakouts above resistance can signal a transition from basing to advancing, while breaks of support can indicate a shift from topping to declining. This topic emphasizes that the signal is not a single line on a chart, but a combination of factors: slope of the average, the quality of the breakout, the behavior on pullbacks, and the ability of price to hold above key levels. The practical takeaway is a checklist-driven process that reduces impulsive entries and helps investors stay in trends longer while exiting when the chart no longer supports the thesis. Thirdly, volume, relative strength, and institutional footprints. Beyond price direction, the book stresses evidence of sponsorship and leadership. Volume analysis is treated as a window into commitment. Expanding volume on advances and lighter volume on pullbacks can imply accumulation, while heavy volume on declines can suggest distribution. Weinstein also highlights relative strength as a way to identify stocks that are outperforming the market, because leadership often persists and can provide a tailwind during broad advances. In practice, this means comparing a stock to an index or benchmark and favoring names that are already proving their strength rather than hoping laggards will catch up. The combination of volume and relative strength helps filter false breakouts. A breakout with poor volume or weakening relative strength may be less reliable than one confirmed by broad participation. This topic also covers the idea of sector and industry group confirmation, since many breakouts succeed when the group is in favor and fail when the group is under distribution. The reader learns to think like a probability manager, stacking multiple pieces of publicly observable evidence that large investors are buying and that the stock is acting as a leader within its ecosystem. Fourthly, risk management rules that protect capital. A defining strength of the book is its insistence that making money is inseparable from not losing too much. Weinstein emphasizes pre-planned exits, position sizing discipline, and respecting stop levels based on chart structure rather than hope. The framework encourages buying at points where risk can be defined, such as near a breakout level or above a clear support zone, so that if the trade fails, the loss is limited and unemotional. It also warns against common traps like averaging down in a weakening stage, ignoring a break of key support, or holding through a major downtrend because the company's story sounds compelling. Another element is portfolio level awareness. Even good stocks struggle in bad markets, so controlling exposure during unfavorable broad conditions can be more important than picking the perfect name. The concept of capital preservation is positioned as an offensive weapon because avoiding big drawdowns keeps an investor psychologically steady and financially ready for the next true opportunity. The reader comes away with a structured decision tree, when to enter, when to add, when to reduce, and when to exit entirely as the evidence changes. Lastly, operating in bear markets and avoiding major downtrends. While many investing books focus on bull runs, Weinstein's work is notable for addressing how to respond when conditions deteriorate. The stage framework is designed to keep investors from staying fully invested during prolonged declines, which can erase years of gains. The book explains how to recognize topping behavior, such as flattening trends, failed rallies, and breaks below major support, and how these signs often appear before the news catches up. It also discusses the importance of broad market analysis, because bear phases tend to be systemic and can overwhelm individual stock selection. By using objective signals like breakdowns and moving average rollovers, an investor can shift from offense to defense, raising cash and avoiding the temptation to bargain hunt. Depending on an investor's tools and risk tolerance, the book also points to the logic of profiting from declines, while making clear that bearish strategies require strict discipline. The overall benefit of this topic is a mindset shift. Downtrends are not personal challenges to endure, but environments to respect. Preserving capital during bear markets becomes a core driver of long-term compounding. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for self-directed investors, swing traders, and long-term market participants who want a rule-based method grounded in observable price behavior. Readers who feel overwhelmed by news flow or who tend to buy late and sell late can benefit from the book's structured decision process, which emphasizes identifying the prevailing stage, confirming trends with objective tools, and managing risk before profits. In everyday life, the value shows up as reduced stress and clearer actions. You learn when to be aggressive, when to be patient, and when to step aside, which can protect both capital and confidence. The book is worth buying compared to many similar titles because it ties multiple elements into one coherent operating system, rather than offering isolated indicators. Stage analysis provides a simple organizing framework, while moving averages, support and resistance, volume, and relative strength serve as practical filters that improve timing and selection. It also stands out for giving bear markets equal attention, helping readers avoid the costly mistake of treating every decline as temporary. For anyone seeking a repeatable approach that prioritizes preservation first and profit second, this remains a highly useful guide. If you would like to support Stan Weinstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.